There's a lot going on around Atlanta this weekend. To learn more about these events, I recently spoke with Kimberly Harbrecht of our arts and entertainment website, Atlanta Planet.
This is a really cool event. It's the second year that they have done it. And what they do is bring in local Georgia artists and have them draw live in front of audiences there on that Saturday afternoon.
How interactive is it? Are the artists up on a stage or can you walk up to them?
It's pretty interactive. They are actually sitting at tables among the audience, so you can go right up to the table, see what they're working on, and you can actually have a chance to purchase that piece of artwork. So if you are looking at kind of starting your own collection or even just want something done by a local artist, they are going to be about $75 each. And they say if more than one person wants a piece of artwork, whoever gets it is determined by the luck of the draw. So I'm curious to see how many showdowns there will be for certain pieces of art.
How much does it cost to go?
It is free with museum admission, and that is $19.50 for adults, $16.50 for seniors and students, and $12 for kids ages 6 to 17.
It's the end of summer, but I hear the Atlanta Opera is already on to winter.
They are. They are opening their season this weekend with a production called Winter Journey. What's really interesting about this is that it's not actually a traditional opera, but it is a song cycle that they are turning into this one-man show.
This is Franz Schubert. How are they putting their own stamp on it?
The Winter Journey is usually presented as just song, but for this theatrical version, they are creating an illustrated Winter's Journey. So the set is all projections, and they're going to be moving images across the backdrop. So as the poet in the song who is singing about his unrequited love, the audience will experience the emotions that he has and see different scenes behind him the whole time.
And how does one take this Winter Journey?
You can see Winter Journey this Saturday at the Kennesaw State University Bailey Performing Arts Center. And then beginning next week, it is at the Conant Performing Arts Center at Oglethorpe University. And tickets for this run about $35 to $55.
Anything else on stage you recommend?
Georgia Ensemble Theater has been granted the rights to produce the show Calendar Girls. Calendar Girls is actually the fastest selling play in British theater history, so it's a big deal. It's based on a true story of how this local women's club always did some type of fundraiser every year. And during this one season, they really wanted to raise a lot of money to help after one of their husbands had cancer. So they come up with this idea to do a pinup calendar featuring themselves kind of in risque positions and their housewives. So this was the talk of the town for them. Calendar Girls opens Thursday through Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 2:30 p.m. at the Roswell Cultural Arts Center.
It's not every day you hear about an event at an airport, but what's happening in DeKalb this weekend?
It's the Atlanta Warbird Weekend at the DeKalb Peachtree Airport, and this is your opportunity to get up close and see real World War II era vintage aircraft.
Is this an air show?
It's not quite an air show, but more of come explore these planes while they're on the ground. You can get up close to them, kind of look inside, and really learn about their history more than anything. Atlanta Warbird Weekend is this Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on both days, and tickets are free. It's just $10 for parking.
That was Kimberly Harbrecht of Atlanta Planet with some of this weekend's events. For more information on any of these events, you can visit us online at wabe.org/preview.